Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. This is where we're taking the idea of consistency and we're saying no longer will we hold this as a vision, as an ideal that we just can't reach because of life, because of kids, because of money, because of time. And instead, in this series, we're looking at how can I be consistent with life happening as life happens?
Because if we're waiting for the day that doesn't have distractions or the week that doesn't have unexpected events, we're just going to be waiting forever. Today, I want to share with you a strategy that I love because it almost gamifies getting in momentum, getting in a rhythm. Sometimes it can feel like I'm so far from where I want to be, and it feels like so much work to get where I want to go. So what I'll do is ask myself, how can I get 10 wins as fast as possible? Or that might be 5 wins for you. It might be 2 wins for you. But if I'm feeling just kind of blah, or maybe I'm coming off a choice that I don't feel great about, or a day or two that haven't gone as I hoped that they would go, how can I get 10 wins as fast as possible? A lot of times I'll just do this in the morning as a matter of habit. And I'm paying attention as I go through my morning routine to say, that was a win, having my water before my coffee, getting in my walk. That was a win, getting in a short lifting session after my walk. That was a win. But I also do it, you know, I think I talked about this on an episode where I talked about my vacation. Wasn't really much of a vacation, but for the little bit of a vacation that it was, instead of feeling like, oh, how am I going to, you know, still make good choices while I'm away? Or am I just going to pick up where I left off when we got home? How can I get 10 wins today? How can I get 10 wins before lunch today? How can I get 10 wins before the kids wake up? How can I get 10 wins before I go to bed? Some examples, because it doesn't have to be a crazy endeavor. Getting up with your alarm and not hitting snooze, that's a win. I said having water before coffee. For me personally, that's a win. Taking the time to wash your face, brush and floss your teeth before you go to bed instead of just falling on your pillow, that's a win. Going for a walk, getting in a workout. Silly ones for me, emptying dishwasher, folding and putting away the laundry. Those are wins. You don't have to go with 10 wins. You don't have to go with 5 wins. But instead of focusing on how you feel about the choice you made that wasn't the choice you wanted to make, shift out of that problem mode, shift out of that judgment, woe is me, this sucks, I messed up mode, and get into the practice of saying, how can I create 5 wins in the next hour? What are 10 wins I can get before my next meeting? At the end of the day, to be consistent, we have to be people who are looking for what we can do instead of writing off the day or the afternoon or the meal because of what we can't do. These are things we talk about endlessly inside the consistency course. And course is such a crappy name for it. You know, obviously, yes, it has tools, it has resources. I just created a problem-solving worksheet that people are really enjoying in there because I'm always adding different tools. But we're in there having conversations and we're working together and winning together as life comes up. The price is going up next month. The investment is going up next month. And so the cool thing about the consistency course is typically you would only get to work with me for 12 weeks, but this has no expiration. So it's kind of a killer deal in that regard. It's kind of a stupid business move on my part. But the price will be going up, so I'm going to put the link in the show description. If you have questions about it, email me. I'm a real person. I don't push people to join. If it's not a right fit, I'm going to let you know because I don't want to work with people that don't want to work with me because that sucks for everybody. But I just wanted to make sure you knew that. And we will be back, as usual, tomorrow. Go get 10 wins. See you then.